I will praise your name forever and ever.
Lord, I love you, Jesus.
Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
Yes.
His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your works.
Hallelujah.
They will tell of your power and your awesome works, and I will proclaim your deeds.
Yes.
They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
Yes.
The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all that he has made. Have you been made?
Yes.
Yes.
And you have made, and all you have made will praise you. Oh Lord, your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Yes.
And your dominion endures through all generations.
Oh, hallelujah.
The Lord is faithful to all of his promises.
Yes.
And loving towards all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall. And lifts up all those who bow down.
Yes.
The eyes of all look to you. And you give them their food in their proper time.
Yes.
You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and loving towards all he has made. The Lord is near to all who has called him, to all who call upon him in truth. And he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them.
Glory.
The Lord watches over all who love him, but all of the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this place? Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. You are a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, my friend.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, you may be seated in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come to you tonight and I thank you, Lord, for this word that you've placed upon my heart to deliver to your people today. God, I pray that you anoint my mind and my heart and my tongue as I begin to speak, Lord. Let nothing come from my mouth or my lips, Lord, that's not glory and edification to your name. Lord, let everything be glory to you today. Lord, I pray that you anoint the hearers in the hearts of your people. God, let this word resonate with them as they go throughout their days. Every morning when they wake, let them call upon your name. And every night when they go to sleep, let your peace be upon their hearts. Hallelujah, we praise you. Psalms chapter 145 opens with a celebratory words of David declaring, I will exalt you, my God the King, and I will bless your name for all time. That's the translation that we have here, but most English translations render the first portion as my God and King. The Hebrew is clearly my God the King.
Yes.
Somebody look at your neighbor and say, God the King. David continues with these words, I will bless your name. You see, names were an important concept in David's day. They should still be today, but let me tell you, they're not anymore, are they? Many people, when they look at the names of their children, they don't name them something that has meaning anymore. I know a woman that had twins, and she named her twins Limangelo and Orangelo, orange jello and lemon jello. Back in the day, names had meanings, and in the Near East, names reflected the nature and the character of the person who bore them. And they were conceptually equal to the essence of one's being. Names were a blessing. During Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3, Moses replies to God's command to return to Egypt with a seemingly simple request. He said, if I come to the Israelites and I say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I tell them? He said, I am that I am.
Yes. Amen.
Moses asked for God's name in order to fully understand and convey to the Israelites who this God was. And in Exodus chapter 20, God commanded the Israelites that they make no wrongful use of God's name.
Right.
How many of you know we've strayed away from that in society today?
Yes.
Everywhere you turn, there's profanity spewing from the mouth of people. And they have no problem using God's name in vain. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, using his name in vain is the last thing on my mind. I want to say within my heart of hearts that God is worthy of all of my praise and any sentence that I can utter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
In the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us that God's name will dwell in the place of God's choosing in the promised land. In verses 3 through 8, the psalm singer enumerates several attributes of God. I'll get the word out in a minute. The Lord is great and good and compassionate. In other words that he's using there are righteous, steadfast, and he will uphold his works. How many of you know that the God that you serve is not a liar?
Amen.
He said, I change not. My word stands forever.
Yes,
you will pass away.
Yeah.
The grass will wither and the flower will fade, but his word will stand forever.
Yes,
I serve a God that doesn't change.
No.
He's the same yesterday. He's the same today.
Right.
And he's the same forever. Yes. Somebody with me in the house today.
Amen. Woo! Praise God.
Glory to the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Glory.
The psalmist not only describes the attributes of God, but he states a firm intention to proclaim those names to others.
Mm-hmm.
He said, one generation to the other will laud or make known God's mighty acts. I'm telling you today, when I sit down by the way, I want to share God's acts with my children.
Yes,
I want my children to know how good God has been to me.
Yes.
Is there anybody in here that God has pulled you out of a miry clay and set your feet on a solid rock? You see, we go through life, and because certain situations hit us, we like to stop and say, well, I just don't know anymore. Let me tell you today, if God never does another thing for you, he saved your soul.
Yes.
He saved your soul from the pits of a hell that no man wants to go to. Amen?
Right.
Amen. If he never does another thing for you, he is worthy.
Yes, he is. He's worthy. Yes.
The psalm and the singer and the generations will not only enunciate a description of their God, but they will eagerly and joyously tell it to others.
Joyously, yes. Good. Hallelujah.
Charles Spurgeon said, many are despondent and cannot lift up their heads in courage or their hearts in comfort. But these he cheers. Some are bent with their daily load, and these he strengthens.
Yeah.
Sometimes when life hits you and you feel like there's a load upon you that you cannot handle, that load is not for you to carry. That load is for you to lay at that altar so that you can stand straight and say, God, I love you today.
Yes,
I praise you because you have freed me from whatever chains held me bound.
Yes.
Amen.
The psalmist repeats all in this 11 times, almost as if he delights in the word.
Uh-huh.
All doesn't cover just a little bit, but all covers everything. Come
Amen.
On, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Creation groans out the praise of God without even touching a thing. I've got a lot of scripture. I'm very scripture heavy tonight. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, he said, for the invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world. In the things that have been made so that they, along with creation, are without excuse. I don't have an excuse to not praise my God.
Yeah.
You do not have an excuse to not praise your God.
Yeah.
He said, if you don't open your mouth and cry out and praise, the rocks will cry out in your stead.
Yes, sir.
Psalms chapter 19, verse 1, to the choir master, another psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims his handiwork.
All glory. Amen. Yes, sir.
If you've never seen it before, when you go home tonight, look up Louis Giglio talking about indescribable.
Uh-huh.
He said that they not only have telescopes that can reach out and look into space, but now they can hear the sounds that those things are making. And every one of them has a different sound, either rotating on its axis at fast speeds or slower speeds. And he took all of these different sounds from across creation and put it to how great is our God.
Oh, yes. Come on. Yeah.
All of creation groans out the praise of the God that we failed to praise many times.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on.
We don't have to do anything. Did you know that Yahweh means the very breath of God?
Yes.
And I find it funny that YHW is exhale. I find it funny that many people walking around claiming, I do not know that there's a God. Or I deny the fact that there's a God. Yeah. Their very existence is saying,
yeah,
God is real.
Yeah.
Their very existence is saying, God is worthy. Yeah. Their very existence is saying, God is a God that deserves all of my praise.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Glory.
Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11 says, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will existed and were created.
Yeah.
Revelation 5 and 13, and I heard every creature in heaven and on under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and power forever.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory.
Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 6, you are the Lord alone. You have made heaven and the heaven of heavens with all of their hosts.
Yes.
That the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them.
Yes. Come on.
You preserve all of them, and the host of heaven worships you.
Yes, sir. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
John chapter 1 and verse 3 says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
Yes.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities,
all things
were created through him and for him.
All things.
My, if there ain't enough evidence for you in this word, that will never pass away today.
Yeah.
For you to wake up in the morning and before your feet ever even hit the floor, to stop grumbling because you didn't sleep good last night, to stop grumbling because the situation that you're going through, it doesn't really match what you think it ought to be, to stop grumbling because everything in your life is not falling right into place exactly the way you thought it should.
Yeah.
But for you to open your mouth and to give God the most utmost praise, that is hallelujah. Did you know that today? If you just wake up and say hallelujah,
yes,
he's worthy.
Yes, he is.
It'll change your attitude.
Hallelujah.
It'll
hallelujah.
Change the way you begin to think and the way that your day begins to start.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to keep that throughout the whole day. Can you imagine how grateful you would be by the time you went to bed?
Amen.
John Piper said this, rehearse the mercies of God frequently, especially those who are in deep, dark places.
Uh-huh.
That's when we find it the hardest to worship God, is it not?
Yes.
When we're in the spot where we feel like we're in a pit and we can't climb out, and we're in a spot where nothing is working out the way we think it should, but that's the time when he says you begin to praise, just like Paul and Silas, when they were in that old prison and they were bound down, and they began to sing praise, and all of a sudden things begin to change.
Yes,
yes sir.
If he did it then, he can do it now.
He can do it again.
If he can do it now, he can do it again.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
How do we find an attitude of gratitude when life stinks, brother?
Uh-huh.
When things don't go our way, or maybe the train is stuck on the tracks.
Preach. Yes, sir.
Or when we can't get to where we need to go.
Yeah.
Or maybe our kids won't speak to us.
Yeah.
Or maybe we got a bad diagnosis from the doctor. Come on, I'm living what I'm preaching.
Yes. Amen.
Or the checkbook math isn't making sense. Our bills begin to pile up.
Yeah, come on.
What do you do in those times? Come on, somebody.
Yeah. Preach, let's go. Yes, sir.
If you can't find a time in your day to give God the praise that He's worthy of, then you are failing. Somebody with me today.
Yeah.
Who knows who Corrie Ten Boom is?
Yes.
Boy, more than half of them. Corrie Ten Boom and her sister Betsy, they were prisoners in the Nazi concentration camp during World War II.
Yes.
Her family was caught hiding Jews in their home, and they were thrown in the Ravensbrück camp prison. Amongst her imprisonment, Corrie tells of a time of thanksgiving in her book. And no, I'm not talking about when you sit around the table and gorge yourself with everything presented to
right.
you. This was a time of thanksgiving that was hard for her. As she speaks about it, it said that Corrie and Betsy were able to smuggle in a tattered Bible. And the barracks that they were in were flea infested.
Yeah.
Nazi officers would not enter the barracks. And they came across 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, where it says to be thankful in all of your circumstances.
Yeah.
And it was revealed to Betsy, and it struck and resonated a chord in her mind and in her heart. And she insisted that they begin to be thankful for everything, but not just silently, but out loud.
Yeah.
How many of you know that our prayers should be out loud?
Yes, sir.
I've said this many occasions, and I believe this with all my heart. The Bible says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air.
Uh-huh.
When you put your hand in front of your mouth while you speak, you can feel air moving.
Right.
Anything that you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. Somebody.
That's right.
When you're full of the Holy Ghost, and you begin to pray in a prayer language that the devil cannot decipher, and you begin to pray out loud, there's going to be some change coming on your behalf.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, I pray for you that the devil won't sift you as wheat.
Amen.
When he prays for us, the devil can't thwart that plan.
Yeah.
He might be listening to the prayers that you pray openly in your known tongue, but when you get to praying in the unknown tongue, there ain't no stopping what God can do on your behalf.
Yes, sir.
Betsy thanked God for all the things.
Yes.
But when she thanked him even for the fleas, Corrie disagreed.
Yeah.
She hated fleas. They were nasty, pesky little bugs, and they kept biting her on the legs. She would not be thankful for the fleas, she determined. However, Betsy persisted daily. We've got to thank God in all circumstances, Corrie. Come on with me, please. Let's just thank God for these fleas.
Yeah.
God, I thank you, Lord, for these tiny little bugs that are tearing us up every day.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Come on, somebody.
Where would you be at? Where would your heart be? Where would your mind be in that very situation? After she persisted, Corrie succumbed to the influence of her sister. And in all circumstances, she began to thank God for these fleas. Later on, they hear Nazi officers talking in the barracks, and they say, we refuse to go in and have our way with these people because of the fleas that are infested in there. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Dozens of desperate women were free to hear the comfort, life-giving words of God, and they began in their deepest needs to give Him praise.
Yes,
and
sir.
God saved them through their fleas.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, blessings have to come out of adversity.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Fleas look different for everybody.
Right.
Sometimes it's financial issues. Sometimes it's health problems. Sometimes things can just overwhelm our thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that the Bible says He's given you power to cast down every thought and imagination that exalts itself against the name of Jesus Christ in your mind?
Yes, sir.
When you begin to say, devil, you ain't coming in here today.
Yeah.
Not today, Satan. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
And when you begin to do that and give God praise along with it, Oh my goodness, how can the things turn? You'll stop walking that direction and you'll start walking this direction and saying, you know what? If God doesn't do anything else, He saved my soul.
Right.
If God doesn't do anything else, He brought me out of the miry pit. Come on.
Yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It takes practice, y'all, to be thankful in things.
Amen.
In spite of ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to be intentional to cultivate and nourish and fertilize and practice thanksgiving. Seeds of ingratitude cannot grow in an unthankful heart.
Right.
Or seeds of ingratitude cannot grow in a thankful heart.
Uh-huh.
I said that backwards, but you got the point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In order to cultivate thankfulness, we have to preserve the promises of God in our heart.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about anybody else, but on the days that I wake up and I don't feel like praising, I have to remind myself of who I am in Christ Jesus.
Right.
I have to start speaking out loud, Lord, I thank you for your blood. I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Lord, that who I used to be, I don't have to be that man anymore.
Yeah.
God, I worship you today because you are God and on
Amen.
The throne.
Yes.
I worship you today because you are the great I am.
Yes,
I'm not just going to have to worship him just because he kept my car running. Come on.
Come
or because he saved me a few dollars here and there.
Right.
I'm going to have to worship him every day just because he is who he says he is.
Yes, sir.
When we turn back to the psalmist in Psalm 75:1, he said, we thank you, O God.
Thank you.
We give thanks because you are near.
Yeah.
Yes.
People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. What a good God we serve.
Yes. Amen.
Chris,
Amen.
Can I get you to come? How many of my sports fans in here know what a flea flicker is?
Yeah.
Brother Aaron, you know what a flea flicker is. It's basically, as long as you're in a forward motion, you can hand the ball off or toss the ball forward as many times as you want to.
Yes, sir.
As long as the ball's moving in progress,
yeah.
in forward motion. God can use small, little, annoying things in your life to show you. You don't have to have things to give me praise.
You're right. Amen. Yes, sir.
God can use small, little, annoying situations in your life to show you. I don't always have to walk and work everything out the way you think it's supposed to be worked out for you to give me praise.
Yeah.
You should wake up in the morning and just give me praise.
Amen.
So the question still remains today, is he worthy? I know I'm among some people today that believe he's worthy after what we just saw in our worship service.
He's worthy. He's
worthy.
Yes, yes, yes.
He used some flea flickers to trick the men who might have come in and hurt those women. Amen.
Uh-huh.
God is no respecter of persons.
That's true.
If he did it for them, he can do it for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Hebrew translation for the words give thanks in this passage is yada, which has a wonderful picture meaning. You see, it's the idea of throwing up our hands and giving God thanks and praise as if we were literally throwing up our hands of things that we had tangibly been hanging on to and saying, here, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And as those things begin to float up to him, he just scoops them away and he says, I got you, son.
Yeah.
I got you, daughter.
Yeah.
You know, when you study that word, yada, out, it's the same word that they use whenever Adam knew Eve and they conceived. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Can we just know God tonight?
Yeah.
And let just because we know him, let it conceive a praise deep down from all the way to the bottom of our soul to the top of our head and just say, God, we praise you.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're worthy.
Glory. Lord, we praise you.
Come on, would you stand to your feet all over the building tonight? If he never promised you anything else, he promised you faithfulness.
Yes.
To see you to heaven if you'll just trust and believe in the name of Jesus. Can you look at your neighbor and ask him, is he worthy?
He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Is he worthy?
Yes.
Lift your hands all over the building and show him that he's worthy today.